and his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marty Maresi Shigichu and all of the cholim with the coronavirus machala. And this is based on a talk given by the Sat Maruv, published in his Divrei Yoel. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai le'emor, etc. Ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem b'shav sa'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Rashi explains, Ma'anyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai. It says that he spoke to them at har Sinai. And he says, when you come to the land that I give you, and the land rests. What does Shemitah have to do with har Sinai? Elama Shemitah ne'emru klalosev v'dikduke ha'misinai. Af kulam ne'emru klalosev v'dikduke ha'misinai. Kach shnei v'teres kohanim. Just like Shemitah, all of the generalities and the details and the specifics were taught at Sinai, so too everything, all mitzvahs, the generalities and the details were taught at Sinai. So it says in Torah's Kohanim. So ask the Ha'il Gor HaChaim, why does the Torah tell us this? Dafka in mitzvah Shemitah, that klalosev diktukem is Sinai, and from this we learn all the other mitzvahs. Could have been taught about another mitzvah, question number one. Question number two, it says, v'shav saretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Rashi says, l'shem Hashem. K'shem shenemar b'shabbos bereishis. For the sake of Hashem, just like it was said, at Shabbos bereishis. So we have to understand, what's this equation between Shemitah and Shabbos Bereishis? Number three, later on in the parasha it says, V'chisomru manechal manochal b'shana ha-shiviyis hen lo nizra tzech v'tzivisis b'chasi lechem b'shana ha-shishis v'asas tzatvu l'shalosh shanam. So if you say, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? I didn't plant, so I'm going to command my bracha in the sixth year, and you're going to have for 3 years. So it's known what the Sefarim HaKadoshim ask, say for Noam Elimelech, that that's Darach HaShel Torah. That we have one extra letter, one extra word, and we answer numerous kashas. And here, the Torah goes into detail. And if you say, what are we going to eat? So don't go through the whole kashan teretz. Just say, you're going to have bracha, and we'll figure it out on our own. That if you'll have bracha, that means you have a question of what, how are we going to survive, how are we going to manage? And the Torah is telling you how you're going to manage. But why the whole give and take here? Why the arichus? Number four, it's mashma that dafkim yomru manocha b'shana hashvis. Then God's going to give the bracha. Otherwise, if you don't say, God's not going to give the bracha. Hard to understand. We also have to understand, fifth question, why does the Pasuk have to tell us the question? Hein lo nizra v'lo nesof esvoseinu. We're not allowed to plant. We're not allowed to gather our grains. So we already see in the earlier Pesukim that there is Surei Shvius. So the Pasuk could have just said, Manu chal b'shana shvius, and that's it. What do you have to say that, oh, we're not planting? We know that you're not planting. We already said that earlier. Just say we're not eating in the seventh year because obviously we didn't plant. We didn't plant. We didn't harvest. We didn't do anything. So why does the Torah have to say again? No, hein lo nizra v'lo nesof. Question number six. The Ramban says that this pasuk is back, is out of order. Should have said v'chisomru b'shana hashvi'is manochal. What if you say in the seventh year, what are we going to eat? Because we're worried about the eighth year. Because in the seventh year, you can eat from the pears of the sixth year. So he wants to read the pasuk, v'chisomru manocha b'shana shvi'is. Not what are we going to eat in the seventh year. We know what we're going to eat in the seventh year. But pshat in the pasuk is, if you say, what are we going to eat? And in the seventh year, you're saying, what are you going to eat? B'shana shvi'is, you're saying, manocha. But that's not Pash Pshat in the Pasuk. Pash Pshat in the Pasuk is, you're going to say, what are we eating in the seventh year? The Ramban says, you have no problem eating in the seventh year. You'll eat this, the produce of the sixth. But then the Pasuk doesn't read smoothly. The Ramban has to twist around the Pasuk. But Pashpshat in the Pasuk is that you're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Not in the seventh year, you're going to say, what are we going to eat, meaning in the eighth year. Hard to understand, so how are we going to read the Pesukim smoothly? Question number 7. It says, V'tzivisi es berchasi lachem b'shana hashishis, the Archaim HaKadosh writes, this bracha and similarly explains the Kli Yakar. In other words, these Mefarshim hold that it's not that the earth is going to give a special bracha, because as the Or HaChaim writes, Shehu Gvul Shegavel Hashem B'Kocha, it already says V'Nasna Aretz Pirya, which means, like the Or HaChaim explains there, that the earth is going to give bracha as much as it possibly can. But rather, it's talking about the tvua after it already grew, it's going to be misrabe. And he brings an example from the story in the Navi that Eliyahu comes to this woman and he says to her, Al tiri bo asikid varech, go and do as you have said. First, achasila li misham uga ktana barishona, but seisli v'lach v'levnech tasi b'achrona. First, make me a small cake, which from what you have there, and bring it out to me. Then make some for yourself and your son. Ki cho amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael karakemach lo sichla v'tzapachas Hashemin lo sechzar ad yom teis Hashem geshem bnei adam. The jar of flour shall not give out. The jug of oil shall not fail until the day that Hashem sends rain upon the ground. And she went and did as Eliyahu spoke, and she and her house had food for a long time. The jar of flour didn't get out, nor did the jug of oil fell, as the Lord spoke through Elijah, as Hashem spoke through Eliyahu. Another example the Or HaChaim gives is Sheminesis Ovadia, also that the Shemin just kept going, but not talking about when it's growing from the ground. Very nice. So that's the parish of the Or HaChaim. And what we'd like to understand is, why should Hashem make a nes in the sixth year? If it's talking about the tvua that already exists, that they already have in storage, so then give the bracha in the seventh year, because that's when they need to eat it. So why is it already giving the bracha? If it's growing in the ground, then give it in the sixth year, and when they cut it down. But if it's already in storage, it's already been cut down, then give the bracha in the seventh year, or does it have to be given in the sixth year for? It's the kasha and the Or HaChaim and the Kli Yakar. In the Torah's Kohanim, it says, this is our eighth kasha. Torah's Kohanim, it says, V'tzivisi es berchasi lechem b'shana hashishis, en li ala b'shishis, menayim b'chamishis, v'rivis, b'shlishis, B'sheinis, Yom Misapkos, Mishana L'Shulchaverta, Tamalomer B'Shana. So this is only the sixth year. How do you know the fifth year, the fourth year, the third year, the second year? It's going to be enough for the next year. It says in the Pasuk, B'Shana, so each year is going to give you enough. B'tzivisiyas Berachasi Lachem B'Shana Hashishis. So it could have just said, B'Shishis, the extra Shana teach you each year is going to provide enough for the next year. So it's quite difficult that according to this, it emerges that only because you had enough in the previous years are you going to have enough now, because you needed seraph of the bracha of all the previous years. And as this Medrash is saying, that because you had bracha in all the previous years, so then the bracha in the shishis is also going to be a bracha, because each year you're going to have extra. And because you're going to have extra, then when I give the bracha in the sixth year, it's going to be enough for the next 3 years. The seventh year, and the eighth year, and the ninth year. And it's not enough that you have a bracha in the sixth year. The implication of the Medrash is that you need the brachas of the earlier years as well. But that's not Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is that it's enough that you have a bracha in the sixth year for it to last 3 years. So why does the Medrash say, no, it's only because you had brachas in the previous years? So those are our 8 questions, and then we will now go to answering these questions. As is known, the Satmar Reuv was a great Gaon, and he was mamish everywhere. He was gevaldik in his learning capacity and his tztaka, kayadua kamefursim lakol. So this he explains as follows, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, brachas lamed hayom et beis, could a person plow at the time of plowing and plant at the time of planting and harvest at the time of harvesting, etc.? So Torah mata hay aleh. So what's going to be with the Torah? Elishab is man, she is so otim at samar shal mokum lach manasa saadi acherim. That when the Jewish people are doing the will of Hashem, then their work is going to be done by others. And if not, then not. If they're not osim ritzon v'shel makom, then unfortunately they'll have to do their own work. But ideally, the goyim should be doing our work for us, and we should be sitting and learning. Otherwise, Torah matahei aleh. Now, when the Jewish people were at the Mamet Har Sinai, Pascha Zoham Asam, we were pure like Malachi Asharis, and we had no sins, and we came to Bechinas, Ose Ritzono Shel Makom B'Shleimus Hagmura. We were completely Ose Ritzono Shel Makom. And if we were merited, and we remained at this Madrega, we would have been zochah to the Tikkun HaShalem, and Malachtem Nasas Aydei Acherim, and the others were to do our work for us. Now this is a big maila that other people should do the work, and we're all free to be Osek B'Torah and Avodas Hashem without anybody bothering us, without any worries. However, we have the words of the Shlach Kadosh, who writes, Shemutav Lasok B'Masu Matan B'Atzma M'Shiyasok Aydei Shlucho. Better do business yourself and not through a shliach, because maybe your shliach won't be honest. Maybe he'll steal. That's what the shlach says. But a person has a takana that he can have other people do his work for him through a shliach, and nevertheless he has nothing to worry about that his shliach won't be honest, based on what it says in the Sefer Tefila LeMoshe, on the pasuk Askila B'Derech Tamim. It's a Sefer on Tehillim, written by the grandfather of the Satmar Reuv, Askila b'derech tamim osai savo elai. And that pasuk he asks on the Shla, v'hinei b'mechilas kavodo dvar v'kadoshim mepilim b'mevucha gedola. It's a rotzim lahasmid b'taras Hashem. He says, this is a problem. A person wants to sit and learn in Kolel, and you're telling him he should go do business himself. And they don't want that. They want to sit and learn. Aval zo sa'eitza sheyivro l'shloach Osam Shehein Ne'amon and Vaday Be'ena. Very simple. Find the Erlich Yidin, find honest people, and send them. And they're not going to do shtick. They're not going to steal. And that's what David HaMelech said. Askila b'derech tamim masai tavo aderech hanal eilai. Eich ha'ese. V'yashafti b'dati es halich b'tom levavi v'kerv besi. V'lo bi'arim v'barias b'tzarech ha'olam. Ki az batel ha'torah b'avoda. V'mech shashlom ol'yase b'emun amr holech b'derech tamim. Hu yishar seini. So what does David HaMelech say? That he wants to go b'derech tamim, in the pure path. This is kufalif. Masai tavo elai. When is this going to come to me? When can I go on this derech? I want to go as halich b'tam levavi b'kerev besi. I want to go with the straightness of my heart within my house. I don't want to go out to the forests. I don't want to go out to the deserts. B'tzarachaya olam. Then I'm not going to be able to learn. But what about my business? And the answer is, said David HaMelech, that holech b'derech tamim hu yishar seini. That's their pasuk vav. Einai b'ne'amanei ha'aretz l'shevis imadi holech b'derech tamim hu yishar seini. I look at those faithful people in the earth that they should be with me. Only those who go in the honest way, he will serve me. In other words, make sure that the guy doing your shlichus, the guy serving you, is an erlich hayid, and then you have nothing to worry about. Then you've solved the shlas problem of having somebody dishonest working for you. So based on this, we can come to our inyan. The issur of shvius is very chamor. There are a lot of details, a lot of svarim written on shvius. Very common that people fail in them. Like it says in Tosis Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Ein Mosin Demei Perish Shvius La'am Haaretz, that the reason is there's so many surim involved in Demei Perish Shvius, and the Am Haaretz is not Nisar B'Surim. So, Ve'ein Mispar L'dinim Uli Surim Sheish B'Perish Shvius Yitzarach Linu B'Em Kedusha Shvius. You have to be so careful to be Noe Kedusha Shvius B'Perish Shvius. And so it's the Ma'arit in his Chedusha Maseches Ksuvis to explain Reb Chaim HaKohen, the famous Reb Chaim HaKohen, who was brought in Tosis and Ksuvis Kofiyot Amid Beis, Dibur Maschel Hu. V'ayim Rabbeinu Chaim De'achshav Ein Mitzvah Lodur Be'aretz Yisrael Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvahs Atlios Ba'aretz B'Kama Onshim De'enon Yecholim Lizor Ben B'Lamud Aleihem. He says there's no mitzvah anymore to live in Eretz Yisrael because there's too many mitzvahs to keep. We're not going to be able to keep all of them. Explains the Ma'arit that's talking not about other mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, Trumas Ma'is, it's talking about Shvius. There's so many details. Ain't of them yochel lamud behem. And he's masig on him. He says it couldn't have been him. It's a Talmud who wrote it. So in the Vayol Moshe, in Maimri Yishev Eretz Yisrael, in Simon Samach Vav, and Samach Hei, until Pei Vav, he's Mevar Das Rabbeinu Chaim. He tries to answer up the Ma'aretz HaSagis. And obviously, that is not our topic now. We definitely encourage everyone who's able to come and live in Eretz Yisrael. Al Kopanim, the Ma'arit says that we're talking about the mitzvah of Shvius. So you have to have extra zehirus to be noeg by mitzvah Shvius. So Shmiras Paraseh B'Kedusha. For Kulei Haivu Ulai, then maybe he won't be to do any Yisurim. So Im Ki Lefim Madrei Gosim Shal Yisrael, when they were at Har Sinai, they were Zochet to a Madrei Galyon and Nikiyim Tor Mikol Chetu Pgam, and they were Bivchinas Oitzei Ritzono Shal Mokom Bishlemus Hagmura. Nevertheless, they have to be choshesh. Maybe the zarim who are doing their work are not going to do it al pi Torah, like the Shla Kodesh writes. And especially mitzvah shviyas, that if other people are doing their work for them, then they're not going to be careful in yonei shviyas. That's the worst. They're not going to be careful about the Kedushas Perishviyas, the Limizalzal and other Itsurim. That's very dangerous. So that's what maybe the Pasuk means. V'chisomruman neuchal b'shana shviyas. It doesn't mean that they're going to say this complaining against Hashem, who asked them to work the field in the seventh year. Adarabah, they have so much yiraschet, yiravarad yavobam. Pen, lo yudan lecho mi perish agadlu b'shana shviyas. Mach mashlenigo azar ma'ovdim Admosim kedasu kalacha v'nesur ba'achila. No, maybe they're not going to be able to, because they have so much yira. Maybe the perish shvius are going to become asur ba'achila, because people are going to, their workers are not going to be zayir in the mitzvahs of shvius. And the pasuk is explaining what's the reason for this chashash. Ein lo nizra b'lanesov esvoseinu. We're not planting. We're not gathering in our tefuah. In other words, we're not ragil to plant and gather in the tefuah. It's the zarim. It's those it's those foreigners who are working our land. And therefore, we have this great fear. They're not going to know to be shomer hilchas shviyas. And if they're not shomer hilchas shviyas, then we're gonna, it's gonna aser our fruits. And we're not going to be able to eat them because we're busy learning Torah. And if you're going to say that the obligation upon us is to be mevatel b'shana shvius mitorah avodas Hashem and to guard all those who are osik b'malacha, that they shouldn't do an iser b'peres shvius, that's a davar sheyefshar, adarabah. Bishnas HaShviyas, we have to learn even more Torah. We have to be mosif aholech, mi madrega la madrega, machmas kedushas hashana azos. Like it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, that just like kedushas haShabbos is gedolah ma'od, and we have to be miskadesh, and to be tar, and to be marbe, b'yom kadosh zeh, b'torah, b'avodas Hashem. Kein sagva ma'od kedushas haShviyas. Shabbos is kulo l'Hashem, and Shviyas, the seventh year, is kulo l'Hashem. You have to be so strong in your avodas Hashem all the seventh year, learning and davening, and not to be busy with any inyanei olam hazeh in the seventh year. So to be motzi from this chashash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the Jewish people, no, but tzivisias brachasi lechem b'shana hashishis. You have no worries that they're going to do their malacha be'isr b'shana hashviyas, because when the Jewish people are b'chinas osei ritzono shel makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them such a big bracha, and the tefuah of the shishis is going to make a tefuah for 3 years. And then they don't have to worry about any Asurim, because they're not going to even need the parents of the Shana HaShviyas, because the sixth year is going to give enough for the seventh year. And that's why that explains what we asked, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent the bracha to the parents Shnas HaShviyas Atzma. What does he have to be? Mar b'b'neis michutz l'teva ha'olam. And bless the sixth year, that it should go for 3 years, like we saw the Rechaim HaKadosh. He's going to bless their storehouses in the seventh year, but once you're already blessing the storehouses, in the sixth year, once you're already blessing the storehouses, do it in the seventh year. Achein hu adover asher dibarnu. No, that's what we explain. That this bracha is talking about the peros ha'ilan shel shana hashishis. And if the bracha comes into the peros of the shana hashviyis, so you haven't helped anything, because their concern is not they're not going to have enough. If the vort is that they're not going to have enough, so then they're taka worried about the seventh year. What are we going to eat in the seventh year? So give a bracha on the seventh year. But that wasn't the worry at all. The worry was that the malach of their field is going to be done by Isser. They're not going to know, the people who are working for them are not going to know to guard. These zarim are not going to know to keep kedusha shviyas. They're not going to know the halachas, and they're going to mess everything up and answer the peiros. So therefore, there's going to be a bracha in the sixth year, and they're not going to have to guard them because we have such a bracha in the sixth year. So it seems not like the Archaim HaKadosh. It's talking about the bracha. The bracha could be the bracha that's of the, when it's still growing on the trees, when it's still growing from the ground. Because we're going to see, ooh, such an amazing bracha, that it's not going to be necessary to work the seventh year. But this bracha, which is chutz l'derech ha-teva, is not sent m'shamayim stam. Only when Yisrael is otzer m'samar shal mokom b'shleimus ha-gmura, then they're makabel hashpa from Hashem alone, shalo b'emtzos shaliach. Like it says in the Heilige Yismach Moshe in Parshas Toldos in the Pasuk V'Yizrach V'Yizrach Yitzchak Beretz Ahi V'Yimtza B'Shani Me'a Sha'arim V'Yivrachehu Hashem B'Targumo Me'a B'Disa'aroi. What does that mean? So the Yismach Moshe explains based on the Pasuk Yosef Das Yosef Machov Kinei Kiyum Olam Rak Aidei HaBracha. The Kiyum of the world is through Bracha, but the Bracha is not on something that's measured. All it has to be something hidden from the eye. L'fiza Ad Kedei Sha'adas Toa. So in other words, within the context of what a person normally makes a mistake, that's going to be the bracha, but not beyond that. Because what a person knows already, that's davar madud, that's already measured. So if you think of it as a certain amount, so within a certain range, you're going to make a mistake of how much you have if you didn't measure it. But beyond that range of the mistake you're going to make, there's not going to be that bracha, because then that's already considered measured, and the bracha doesn't come in things that are measured. So it has to be within the range of what you don't know. So Masimosif Das v'koach ha-mishar shelo chad v'godlad shelo yidem kenena bracha matsuya b'shelo v'ani Yosef Das Yosef Machov. That the more you understand how much you have, the less of a bracha you're going to get. That's the more das you have, the more pain. Because if you have no bracha, you have nothing. It's better not to have so much das, and then you don't know how much you have. The less you know, the better, and then you can have more of a bracha. The more you know, the less bracha, because there's only bracha on what you don't know. And the reason that the bracha is a shorah al davar asamim and ayin is because And Hagas Stamus is Hashkacha Mesuteris B'Teva. It has to be hidden in Teva. The Hashkacha is hidden in Teva. And then they say to make the bracha, Tainus Chesam Adbeis, bracha Shalech, bracha B'Keri Azeh. V'an Nosein bracha, ki Atevu HaShliach. Nature is God's Shliach. So B'davra Madud, which isn't hidden, because you already know how much it is, there's no bracha. There has to be a bracha within Teva, so there can't be a bracha if it's out of Teva. So if it's already measured, and then there's a bracha, it's out of nature. So it has to be within nature. So according to this, we understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha, Shalai De Shliach, Ela Ba'atzmo, in other words, he doesn't go through Teva, he gives it himself, and the bracha is not covered with Teva, Vadei in Shum Dabar Yachal Akev Al Yado B'Shawar Bracha B'Chol, Af B'Yosim Echdei Shadas To, then a God's bracha can dwell even more than a person normal within the range of how a person normally makes a mistake. There's unlimited bracha, and that's what it says in the pasuk. But Yizra Yitzchak V'Yimtzah B'Shana Himeya Sharim. But how could it be? It's Davar Hamadut. And Davar Hamadut, there's no bracha. What do you mean? Me'a sharim. That it's 100 times what they assessed it. How could you get a bracha of 100 times? That's out of the range of how people normally make a mistake. So what's the answer? The answer is, Pasuk tells us, Vayavarcheyo Hashem, because it's coming from Hashem. So if it's within the realm of nature, so then it has to be within the range of mistake you're going to make, because then it's hidden in with nature. So you look at how much you have, and then it's going to be a little bit more. Not super amount more, because then it's supernatural. That's if God sends it through nature. That's normally how it works. But if I varchei Hashem, if God's blessing it, then it's beyond the range of how much of a mistake a person will normally make. And that's what it says here. How is it Me'a Sharim 100 times? The answer is because of I varchei Hashem. So according to this, we understand that Bisman Sheyisol Atzim Mitzvah Shalom Makom, there's no end to the bracha they have, because then the hashpah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone without a shliach. And that's what Chazal Darshan. Bracious Rabbi, Paragit Aleph, Parshiat Aleph, Os Aleph. It says, Birchas Hashem Hitashir, with the Yosef Eitzav Hema, Birchas Hashem Hitashir is Shabbos. Avrach Lakim is Yom HaShavi. And this means that on Shabbos, the Jewish people accept their Hashpah from Hashem himself without any intermediary. Birchas Hashem Hitashir, the Bracha comes from Hashem. It's Shefa Rab Ad Belidai, it's endless amounts of Shefa. However, if we're not Osir Mitzvah Hashem Makom, then we're Makabal our Hashpah through a shliach, so the bracha doesn't, we don't get such a big bracha. And it's b'derech ha-teva. And with this we understand the drasha and Taras Kohanim that we mentioned earlier. It says, Hashana sh'teish kol shana shana maspekes l'chaverta. So the hefech, that's hefech mashmos ha-kasuv. It's dafka, the bracha of the sixth year. And you don't need any earlier brachas. However, we already explained that this haftacha v'tzivisiyas berchasi b'shana shishis is a bracha mechutz l'derech hateva. It's talking about where the Jewish people are osim ritzon Hashem makom. But if they're not osim ritzon Hashem makom, not doing the will of Hashem, they're not worthy for such a big bracha. And that's the drash of the Taras Kohanim. U'b'shana shagam ashana sheni v'ashana sheni v'ashlishis v'arvis v'chamishis will also, you also have a bracha then. It's not enough to have the bracha of the sixth year. Because if we're sinning, we're not doing the right thing, then the bracha is sent through a shliach. And then it can't be outside of derech ha-teva. So here we're talking about where it's derech ha-teva, that all right, you're going to have a little bit more each year, and then in the sixth year, then you're gonna have a bracha for the next 3 years. כי אין בעוונס נשלח עשה הברוכה על ידי שליח, ולא יתוכן לנס שמחוץ לדרך הטבע שיעשה על ידי שליח. So if it's done through a shliach, then it's not going to be a nes chutz l'derech ha-teva that you're going to have in the sixth year for 3 years. V'lozu b'vada she'ela b'lava chinami ein tzarech l'shloach bracha meruba kol kach peretz ha-shishis. D'vzman she'en Yisrael otzim ritzono shalmakam rei masukim ba'atzma m'malachtam. And for another reason also, first of all, it's not going to be outside of derech ha-teva, so we're going to need a little bit more each year. And second of all, since it's ein osim ritzono shalmakam, this medrash is talking about a matzav enos and ritzono shel makom, so that means that you're going to be doing your own work. So if you're going to be working for yourselves and other people aren't going to be working for you, there's no chashash that you're going to be over on the on averus in the seventh year. So in that way you're not going to need this super duper bracha in the sixth year. But rather, every year you're going to have a little bit more. And then, even Peres Shana Shviyas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to work the field, but Hashem's going to send the bracha, and then you'll eat them B'Kedusha Shviyas. Then you're not going to need such a tremendous nes. So this is talking about a matzah where Ein Osim Ritzono Shemakom, there it's going to be more than the realm of Teva. And you're not going to have other people working for you because you're not doing Ritzono Shemakom, so therefore you're going to be Nisar B'Kedusha Shviyas. You don't have to worry about them doing work in the seventh year. So you're not going to need this super duper bracha in the sixth year. And now we can answer the kasha. It's mashma from the pasuk that dafka v'zman sheyom Yisrael manel onocha b'shana shviyas. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises v'tzivisi es brachasi. Otherwise, there's no such promise, because only b'zman sheyosim ritzono shel makom, and they're going to be afraid lest they not be able to eat from peres v'shana shviyas, because the Zarim aren't going to be careful with all the Dinei Shviyas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a bracha in the sixth year. It's going to last for 3 years. Ma'ashen Kain, when the Jewish people don't ask Ma'anochal B'hainu b'zman she'enu b'b'chinas otzim ritzono shel makom, then, right, because when we're b'chinas otzim ritzono shel makom, we're afraid. Look, the Zarim are working for us, and they're not going to be careful about Peres Shviyas. What are we going to do? But if we're not Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, we're not going to ask that kasha, because we're doing the work ourselves. And then Taka Hashem won't send the bracha. He's only going to send the bracha when we're Osir Ritzono Shel Makom. And then we're going to ask, what's going to be? If we're Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, and the Zarim are working our fields, they're going to end up messing up the seventh year, and it's going to answer our Peres. And then what are we going to do? So then Hashem says, don't worry, I'll give you a bracha for 3 years. But if we're in Osir Ritzono Shel Makom, we're not even asked the question, because we know that we're going to do the work and everything is going to be fine. We're not going to be over in Esur. We're also not going to get the super bracha. And with this we can explain what Rashi says, V'shav Saretz Shabbos L'Hashem. Just like it says by Shabbos Bereishis. In other words, what does it mean, L'Shem Hashem, like it says by Shabbos Bereishis? That the Pasuk is warning us that we should be Mekayim Mitzvah Shemitah Karoi. And then the Shvis is going to be L'Shem Hashem. In other words, the bracha is going to come in the peros from the shame of Havaya, without a shliach. That's what Rashi writes, just like it says by Shabbos Bereishis. Because where was the bracha on Shabbos Bereishis? From Hashem. Birchas Hashem Hitashir. So here also, that you're going to get a bracha and it's going to be from Hashem, from the shame Havaya. It's not going to be from a shliach. It's going to be a super duper bracha. You're going to have this super duper bracha. And that's why we can understand now this mitzvah was compared to Har Sinai. Just like here all the pratim and dikdukim are from Har Sinai, the klalim and the pratim, so too. All of the mitzvahs, why we ask, why dafka here? Why dafka here do we learn this lesson? And the answer is that from the fact that they say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? So, must be that Shemitah was told to them at Har Sinai b'chol pratei v'dikdukeha. Because what's their fear? Their fear is there's so many dinim of Shviyas. How are we going to keep all, how are all these dinim going to be kept? And at that time, they were bebechinas osim ritzono shel makom. And if they would have remained on that level, then melachtam nasei saidei acherim. So they were worried, if shvius is so chamor, and there's so many pratim diktukim, maybe they're not going to be able to eat their peris of shvius, because people are going to, the zarim are going to be over on isurim. So that's their fear. So that's the mahalach and the parashi here, that they're fearful. Listen, we're on the madreg of Har Sinai. We're so stark to the goyimar that the zarim are going to be doing our avodah for us, and they're not going to be careful in the midst of shvius. So how are we going to be able to eat? So therefore, it talks about shvius at Har Sinai. When they're on that level, when they're on that level of Har Sinai, because then they're going to have all these problems. Mashen came after they were makalkel b'maaseim, and they needed themselves to be osik b'malacha, so it's not going to be such a big problem. Then they can be careful about dinei shvius. But the reason, the paradigm for mitzvahs that were given in Har Sinai with all the details is shvius, because that's why they're concerned. Because shvius has so many details. The raya that they were taught all the details of shvius was that they were so concerned. There's so many details. Then how are the zarim going to keep all these details? We're going to have nothing to eat. Because they were on the madrega then of osim mitzvah shel makom. And so from the fact that they were so concerned about all the details, it must be that all the details were taught. By other mitzvahs, how do you know all the details were taught? Here, you see from the psukim that all the details were taught. That's why they had this great concern. So therefore, this is the paradigm. It says, it says that Shemitah's, all the details were taught, so then there's no reason to believe the other mitzvahs also. But it wasn't taught by other mitzvahs, because how do you know by other mitzvahs that all the details were taught? But here you see that they were, because that's why the Jews were so concerned. So that is the halach to answer all the kashas, and obviously there is so much to say about these parashiyos, so it's a shame we will return to it and learn much, much more, I hope. Shalom, shalom, shalom.